Dr. Carl-Henric Robert is our guest on the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell and I are pleased to be with him in the middle of a gathering of people who are understanding better the natural step which he founded. You've just given us the principles of this framework that is not a rigid framework called the natural step. That sounds very much like what you're thinking about in the upstream part to which you you refer, that you got to understand the rules.
That's right.
And then you do something with them. And if I understand it correctly, this comes to this lovely word that may be a new word for people, backcasting rather than forecasting.
Yes.
What is that about?
Well, with upstream thinking and backcasting, for both of those essential elements, I would say the key elements of planning in complex systems, you need basic principles, which those are. Principles that cover the area of success where you want to go. These principles cover sustainability, yet don't overlap. And in order to be able to understand why we have all the problems that we see around us in nature, we must be able to move upstream when problems start, and then those principles can help us to do that. The other essential element is backcasting. And backcasting means that you put your imagination in the future at a level of success, and then you ask yourself backwards in time, what shall I do today to get there? And that's how the individual brain operates anyhow, always. That's
so this isn't a new gimmick that you've figured out?
No, but it is academically demonstrated on universities, because it was invented how the brain does that anyhow, and then we have put words to it and named it backcasting. Now, most people use it for very specific descriptions and definitions of success. Like in a jigsaw puzzle, you know exactly how the outcome will be if you're successful. But most games are not like that. Sustainable development certainly isn't, because it will look differently here and in other areas, and a sustainable Electrolux will certainly not look like a sustainable Toyota or a bank. But if they are sustainable, it is principles they have met. So, and these are then the principles. When they don't contribute to violation of those principles, they are sustainable, and that makes it possible for them to ask the right questions. In what way are we contributing to the violation of those principles? But they must not only do that. That is the today's perspective. In backcasting, they must move into the future and ask themselves, how can we meet the need of our clients and all other people without having all the problems we have just listed when we ask the questions, how we contributed to violation of them today?
And so then, it gets you to a positive place?
Then you are in a positive place in the future, and you ask yourself, looking through the same lens of the same principles, how can we meet those human needs, maybe in a more sophisticated way and without having those problems? And then the next stage is to pick solutions there that combine three elements. They are going in that right direction, of course. They are flexible, which means that they can be further elaborated along different lines to that same principal outcome. And number three, they should bring money into the process early on, so that you can feed the process with money. And this is the game, and that is how it is played. And it is wonderful to play together with management teams. And the reason is that there is no problem at all for them to pick it up. Say that an individual brain is considering to move from, say Canada to somewhere in Florida. Say you're going to move to Florida, because man and husband of a family has got wonderful jobs there, and now you are considering the house moving project, which is extremely complex problem. Though the individual brains are so good at complex problems, there are thousands of things that shall be launched before you sit there and relax in your new living. The individual brain, without any checklist or anything, immediately identifies four principles to backcast from that are incontrovertible, non-negotiable, and you don't need any checklist and textbooks. The individual brain just immediately gets it. Number one, the living must be on close enough commuting distance to the jobs of both family members. This is incontrovertible. If they have a family yet, the surface or the area is much wider, and if they are going to bicycle, it's more narrow, but the principle is non-negotiable. Number two, you must be able to afford the living. And that is another principle that doesn't overlap with the first one. Number three, the indoor climate must be decent and nice enough and comfortable enough to run the jobs and the family on that magnitude, on that
level scale,
where you are in Florida. And number four, it must meet the minimal requirements of your family. If you're a dentist and are going to have your patients home, that influences that principle. Depending also how many kids you have regarding number of bedrooms and so forth. There are no other principles. Everything else is about details that must, in an incontrovertible way, adhere to those principles. And since all brains operate that way through backcasting, it never happens that a family would end up in New Jersey trying to figure out how it could go so wrong. Or
can't commute to the right. town in Florida if you're living in New Jersey.
Wow, what a mistake. Or move into a castle where you can't afford the first payment even, and you have to move away after a week. You don't do the principal errors, but amongst the details, you may pick the wrong wallpaper for your kids' rooms, and how could we be that stupid? But then you change, but you don't screw up on the principal level. Today, the whole world would need commuting and engines that are neutral with regard to pollutants. Where did they end up? On the moon. Because there we have been running around with electric cars, though the socioeconomic benefit would obviously be much better to have them here where we live. So groups of people almost never do what comes so natural to the individual brain. We don't put the principles on the table first, and then we run our projects. We just run ad hoc.
So we would have that electric car here and not on the moon
right.
if we'd gotten to the first principles first.
Right.
There's almost, I don't mean to trivialize this because I don't think it's trivial. It sounds almost like that you're saying, what am I going to be when I grow up? What am I going to do when I grow up?
Yeah.
As a species.
Well, and as individuals, though. Yeah. And it's the same thing. There's some underlying principles that most of us have not articulated, and at least in what you're talking about, the principles have been articulated. But then you think, from my perspective, what is it I want to achieve? What is it I want to be?
Right.
And you're talking about doing that in an institutional setting.
Right.
It sounds like you're saying that can
exactly.
be done both within a business and or profit or nonprofit, and in an individual life, that these are things you can apply
on any level and any activity.
Is this scalable? Is that what that word means?
Yes. And the reason, at any scale, so it's very wide. The window is total in that respect. And that is because, they are scientifically rigorous, those principles. They are tested in that setup. And we see that they are independent of scale and activity. So a bank can use them, a municipality can use them, an individual family can use them. And they should be used in any project, actually. Not only these principles, but if you run any project, even if it's not about sustainable development, you should always lay out the principles first and then back cost from them, if the problem is complex. A number of companies have actually started to do that before they heard of us. DuPont, for instance, they do backcasting and they call it writing the future history. That's what they call it. But they didn't know that it was possible with sustainable development until they had heard of those principles. And now they are just applying an old model also for that purpose.
This sounds a little like scenario planning. Is it in the same domain?
Well, it's in the same domain with regard to backcasting, and that's also how a scientist at British Columbia described it, where he backcasted from very specific pictures. But that's more like Jigsaw, where you have a very specific, and you try to have a scenario. But we say, don't necessarily do that. Go for principles for success, like when you are playing chess, and see to that each move is flexible in that direction, because then you can also reach consensus. But it is almost impossible to reach consensus amongst a number of brains on very specific outcomes of the future. But the least you could do is to not enter blind alleys, so that you won't have one single chance to get that. And most intelligent people, mostly they buy into that.
This very wise man is Dr. Carl-Henrik Robert. He is the founder of The Natural Step. He'll be with us when we return in just a moment. Please do be with us as well.